You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Begin PodFix Network transmission in 3, 2,
see your fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets. Fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fish Nerds, a show about fish, fishing, and eating fish. It is Black Friday. It's actually Black Friday while I'm recording the intro of this podcast. I'm having a cup of coffee, relaxing. And I'm thinking about shopping. Yeah, something that we all think about this time of year because of the holidays. And this year I'm doing something I don't normally do, which is a holiday shopping guide, gifts you can get for outdoor people in your world. And just to give you a little background, the companies I'm going to talk about today, none of them have paid me to talk about them, but they have all sent me stuff. And I have other companies who sent me stuff who I didn't like. So I'm not going to talk about people I don't like. I don't want to hurt feelings or yuck anyone's yum, as they say. So this is only going to be reviewing some products that I've enjoyed that were sent to me this year that maybe you want to buy for someone for a gift. I'll put links down in the show notes. But like I said, I've not been paid by these companies, but they have all sent me stuff for free to test out and report to you on to let you know. And again, the show notes will have links to all these companies. And of course, Google works fine for finding almost anything you need. So the companies we're going to talk about today, and this is not in the order they're going to be on the show. I record these all out of order in different times. We're going to talk about Wyoming Whiskey, which I'm excited about. We're going to talk about Costa Sunglasses. They sent me several pairs of glasses, which is wonderful. Life Handle, something you probably haven't heard before. Orca Coolers. Coolers are all the rage right now. Let's talk about coolers. Angler's Pint Glasses, old friends of the podcast. Senso's Earbuds. Yeah, they sent me earbuds and my daughter Zoe stole them, so she'll be reviewing those. And Under Armour fishing gear, rain clothes that they've sent me. So we'll talk about Gore-Tex raincoats as well. So that's it. That'll be the whole show as you get ready thinking about going back to shopping and getting that done. You can do it online. You don't have to go to the stores. I am not going to go stand in lines today during Black Friday. I'm going to sit home with my coffee and my whiskey, but not at the same time. I don't like coffee and my whiskey. Some people do. But that's it. All right, let's get on with it. All right, let's talk about one of my favorite products and something I've been collecting for a long time. So this is for real. Like, I buy this, and sometimes Angler's Pint is really good to me and sends me some stuff as well. Angler's Pint, my friend Rhett Talbot and Karen Talbot run this company out of Maine. Karen's an amazing, amazing fish artist. And a few years back, she launched a Kickstarter campaign to get these pint glasses out into the market, and that's how I met them. I supported them and then interviewed them on to the Fish Nerds podcast, and so been friends ever since, which is great, because Rhett is like a science writer, and she's an artist, and like the perfect main couple of people to hang out with. So we visited them over the summer, because one of my daughters broke one of my Angler's Pints. You go to anglerspint.com. They're just pint glasses with fish painted on. They're beautiful, and they, when we replaced the ones we lost, Rhett and Karen gave me some old-fashioned rocks glasses, and they gave me 2 patterns, which I want more because they're just beautiful glasses. One has a common loon on it, and the other has a brook trout on it. But these just came out in 2020, and they're great. And I have a glass of whiskey in this quite frequently, so make sure you check those out. AnglersPint.com, and the line of Angler's Pint glasses is getting bigger and bigger, and I am short a whole bunch. Like, I don't have anywhere near the amount of Angler's Pints that I need to finish my collection. So the rainbow trout, cutthroat trout, which I have. They've got brown trout, brook trout, which I have, striped bass, which I have. And then they have also jiggers too. So lots of fun. American shad. I have that one. Atlantic salmon. I have that one. I don't think I have the mahi-mahi. So yeah, there's a whole bunch more I still need to get to finish my collection. And they keep adding them too. So that makes it, you know, even more collectible. So get in there to anglerspint.com. And if you find yourself in Maine, up in Rockport, Maine, or is it Rockland? I get confused. Mid-coast Maine there. Stop by the Karen Talbot Art Gallery and buy some fish prints. I have a fish print that she did of a brook trout on my wall at home, and I just love it. So great gift for anybody. And if you're looking for someone who's into collecting and wants a series, the Angler's Pint glasses are the way to go, or the Rocks glasses too, which is now what I want it more of. So that's it. That is Angler's Pint. All right. So it's your lucky day. It is Thanksgiving. And Kristen Groves is joining us. She's the Chief Wife Fish Nerd here at the Fish Nerds Podcast.
Hi, hello. Kristen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
We had a good big dinner today.
We did.
No fish.
No. That fish. Wouldn't be okay.
That's not okay. Okay. No. But we are doing some product tasting, testing today because Black Friday is the day this is released. So people, listeners, will have this for them. And we got sent from Wyoming whiskey.
I've always wanted to go to Wyoming.
I've always wanted whiskey, so that's like perfect.
Excellent.
It's your chocolates in my peanut butter moment. All right, so let's talk. First of all, Wyoming Whiskey is the company sent this to us. And here's what it says on their website. The Bighorn Basin has everything we need to make great bourbon, and it's important to us to source the ingredients locally. The consistency and uniqueness of these whiskey elements make for a better bourbon that stands apart. It's the whiskey of the West.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so they sent us packaged 2 bottles of whiskey, which I'm excited about. Yay. So we're going to get tanked. And this is the National Parks Edition from Grand Teton, Wyoming. And it says on the back of the card here, $5 per bottle will be donated to the National Park Foundation. So if you buy this, that's a good thing.
That's great.
Wyoming Whiskey supports National Park Foundation and its mission to protect America's most treasured places. So we'll put links in the show notes so people can check this stuff out. Awesome. And they packed this so nice. The bottles look like an elixir, like these cute little bottles of Wyoming whiskey. We're going to taste this 2 ways.
Okay.
All right. Well, how do you usually drink your whiskey?
I don't.
Okay. So we're going to do this 2 ways.
Out of a beer can.
We just open it. We're going to take a little smell. Smells like bourbon.
That smells good.
Yeah, it smells good. So first we're going to just take it straight up. Whiskey up.
Oh, dear.
Right? And this is how we can get the real taste. No ice, no water, nothing. Cheers. Take a little taste. Swish it around. Take a breathe over it. When it's in your mouth. Wow. That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah. Well, let's do the 3 ways. So now you got a little bit left in your glass. Do the shot.
Really?
Yeah. Cheers. Better sipped than shot.
I didn't do a shot.
You didn't do a shot. So now I don't think whiskey tastes perfect when you drink it straight up. I think whiskey is far better with a little bit of water or an ice cube, because water releases some whiskey flavors. So now we're pouring those.
Now you've been a part of some like big whiskey. You actually know what you're doing.
No. So I'll tell you a story. So we hang out at a summer camp, and we work with a bunch of Scottish people, and they do whiskey tasting nights. Everyone brings a whiskey or a bourbon or a scotch. It's like 20 people come, and you take a taste, and you spit it in a good other cup, and you drink which amount of water between each one. They talk about each one. But the last one I went to, I was taking a sip, spitting it in my glass, drinking water, and then about 5 or 6 whiskeys in, I noticed I'm getting really, really drunk. It turns out the Scottish dude next to me was spitting his whiskey out into my water glass. So when I was drinking water to cleanse my palate, I was drinking whiskey and water to cleanse my palate. So I got way drunker than anybody else. But that said, everyone else got really drunk, because if you do a 20 whiskeys, by about 7 or 8 in, you can't just do the description of the whiskeys anymore. Mm-hmm. So now we've got this Wyoming whiskey with one little ice cube in it.
Cute.
We're going to take a little sip, and that should kind of make the flavor a little more robust. Cheers. That is really smooth that way. That's nice.
This is really good.
Yeah, that's delicious. Yeah.
I am not a whiskey drinker most of the time, but...
She's a vodka.
But this is really good.
It's really good. That's Wyoming whiskey from the National Parks Edition there from Grand Teton, Wyoming. If I got this as a gift...
Oh, this would
I'd be so happy.
This would be a great gift.
Maybe I'll put it under my arm under our tree.
A gift to yourself?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Save me some money.
All right. So would you recommend this?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, if you're going to serve it, maybe want to get your glasses from our friends, Karen Talbot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is, really good glasses.
Yeah. Now, do they make other kinds, other flavors? Do we know?
Their website is pretty good. They have all kinds of flavors. So on their website, they've got small batch bourbon, double cask bourbon, Outrider whiskey, single barrel bourbon whiskey, barrel strength bourbon whiskey, and National Parks Limited Edition, which is the one that we are drinking, and it is lovely.
It is lovely. These really would make great gifts. They're beautiful packaging and, something maybe you wouldn't buy for yourself.
I would. All right, that's our bourbon tasting. I'm super excited because over the last few 8 months, maybe it was 8 months ago. Yeah, it was 8 months ago. I got an email from Costa Sunglasses saying, "Hey, Clay, do you want to check out our new sunglasses?" And I was like, "Oh, Costa Sunglasses, I can't afford to check those out." And I replied back and they sent me a couple of pairs and I liked them a lot. And we're going to talk about this in a second. And then I get an email from my friend Joe, who I used to know from a group called Why Not Fishing, because back in the old days when Fish Nerds first started, we were going to all the fishing shows, and Joe was at all these shows, and now he's working for Costa, and I'm like, that's crazy. So anyway, welcome to the show, Joe Gugino. How are you?
Doing great, Clay. Thanks for having me. So great to reconnect, as you said.
Yeah, it's been a long time. You look older.
So you.
I know. It's been 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, and I guess it should be that way.
And I had no idea you were working for Costa. And I'm going to be honest, Costa sunglasses have been outside of my reach as a consumer for years because of their price point, which I want to talk about in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about sunglasses, some philosophy, and the quality of them. Then we'll get into what the costs are and why they're, what they are.
For sure. You got it.
How long have you been with Costa, Joe?
So I've been with Costa full time 2.5 years now. So started 2019. So the cool thing is I got to get on board because through Why Not Fishing, as you said, Costa was a long-term partner. So I worked closely with them since 2014. And then when a full-time position opened up, I was able to apply and jump on board, which was really cool.
Right. They knew you and Why Not Fishing was a promotion company for the most part, right? Is that you did a lot of, and people knew you through that and it was well put together. You ran it well. All crew over there was great, but it was really your show, which is fun. And that's how we met you through Fish Nerds because we always had that connection. You've been on the show back in the old days Fish, really old days. Like we're talking 300 episodes ago.
Wild. I love it.
Which is crazy. But anyway, so it's good to see your face. So let's talk about the sunglasses I want to talk about. You guys sent me a few pairs, but the really ones I want to talk about and the ones I'm excited about is the untangled version of the sunglasses. And the way I understand it, those are made from recycled fishing nets. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so this is Untangled 2.0.
2.0,
So 2 years ago it came out. It's made with a partner, Boreo. Mm-hmm. So Boreo works with commercial fishermen down in South America. They pay them for their nets that in the past they had discarded and they've just threw away and they're in the ocean. So instead of having that, they're able to find a way and a cycle to take those nets that put them into pellets and they made them into everything. Hat brims and frisbees and skateboards. And we were able to partner with them a couple years ago and come up with our first version of Untangled. And that's what we call our Untangled collection.
Right. And I like them. I'll admit that my daughter stole them from me the first day. So I wore them for one day and then she stole them from me. So that's my life right now. That's how it goes. I like them. They got an interesting texture to when you feel them on your fingers. Which is interesting. And if you've ever seen those old fishing nets, they are it's like a plastic material that they don't rot away in the ocean. They just gum up the ocean. So what a great way to recycle them. And has that line done well for Costa?
It's done really well. Yeah. So the great thing was, we're a brand for fishermen. So we create sunglasses for fishermen and they're excited about the Untangle when it came out. But with sunglasses, you have a 6 bass, which is like flat, or 8 bass, which is that wrap that mm-hmm. we usually do a lot of ours in. So when it first came out, they're that flat or 6 bass. So even fishermen like myself were like, oh, I like it. It's my, you know, off the water, out to dinner pair. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't something I wore fishing. And this year they were able to work with the Borrego team to put a little additive in it that was able to get that curvature. Mm-hmm. So now they have the full wrap so you can actually wear them fishing.
Right, which is what I use them for. You know me, I'm a fishing guide. I actually don't wear sunglasses any other time except when I'm fishing. And the reason I wear them is because of polarization. So now I want to talk about the most important thing about Coastal sunglasses, besides that they look good, is polarization. I've fished with $10 sunglasses my whole life. Like literally, I've never spent more than $10, maybe 20 if I was feeling splurgy, on a pair of sunglasses my entire life. And I got these Costa sunglasses and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm afraid to wear them. I'm going to break them. They cost more than cars I've owned. And I put them on and they felt good. And I went fishing with them. And the polarization on them is remarkable. It was not even close to what I was seeing with my cheap sunglasses as far as being able to cut the glare in the water and see under it. What is different about them than why are they different than the cheap ones I was using?
Yeah, so all our Untangled collection, all of our sunglasses come in with our 580 lens, 580G and 580P. So 580P is our polycarbonate, a little bit lighter, but our 580G is our glass lens. And so that cuts down the glare as with the mirror lens, as well as that 580 blocks the most harmful light in that 580 nanometers. Mm-hmm. So it's blocking out that harmful yellow light. So it's letting you not only protect your iris from that light, but it's also letting you see into the water and sight fish. That's what they're made for.
Right. We do a lot of that. And here's what I was most surprised by. And this is very 2021. I'm able to look at my cell phone with the polarized glasses on, which with cheap polarized glasses, I can't see my cell phone. I got to take them off to look at my phone, which I thought that finally someone knows I might want to know what time it is. Or I might want to take a picture.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's really cool. So let's talk about the price point on these. These are not inexpensive sunglasses. These are These are kind of a luxury item, high end, but if you fish a lot, they might be worth it for you and a great way to get a gift for someone who fishes too.
For sure. Well, that's the funny thing. You know, you say it's a luxury item, but you're talking sunglasses. How many different rods do you have? How many different lures, you know, different boats, different things like that. You only have one set of eyes and you're wearing sunglasses every time you fish. So for me, when I talk about wearing a pair of Costas, I was the same way. I've had Costas before I worked there, but not a ton of them. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why do you need it? And now, you know, you have the green mirror pair for inshore lens, blue mirror for offshore, our sunrise silver for our low lights. But if you don't have your eyes, you're not gonna be able to see anything, right? Obviously.
Right. You gotta protect your eyes.
And so it's just making sure to convince people, like once you put, you know, $200 plus in a pair of sunglasses, you definitely had to protect them, but we build them to get beat up. You know, that glass lens you'll see at shows, we take a key and scratch that glass lens. You can't scratch those glass lenses, which is really cool.
And I do appreciate the glass lens. That does seem to be a better quality difference. They got some real mass to them, which is nice. And thankfully you guys gave me nice cases to put these in. So when they're knocking around my car, the boat, they're not getting ruined. And you know, it's a nice way to, if you're getting a gift for someone and you want to spend some money on them, maybe they won't buy them for themselves because, you know, they need to put gas in their car, but maybe you could buy this for them as a really nice gift. They're really cool. And so what are your favorite style? What's your favorite one?
So in the new Untangled collection, my favorite is Santiago. So we had a couple of different Santiago, Pargo, and Antilly. Antilly's that a little bit more of a, I would say newer age look that a lot of people like, but for me, I kind of like that classic fishing wrap look. And the Santiago is most familiar to me. Another non-untangled is Reefton. So those are kind of my two that I go to.
Good. That's perfect. Yeah. And they're really cool glasses. And fisher people know these glasses. They're not like a brand no one's ever heard of. They're going to last you a long time. And it's cool. And Joe, I really appreciate you sending me those glasses. And
glad to have you in.
And like my wife sent a pair too. So she feels like an influencer now. So,
and that's a cool thing for Costas, right? In the past, we didn't have frames that women liked, you know, as well. So we're kind of going away, not only the fishermen, but their kids, their family, and et cetera.
Why not?
And we're not just a fishing brand, right? We stand for conservation. That's actually my title, Conservation and Community Partnerships Manager. Mm-hmm. So I manage all of our conservation partners like American Saltwater Guide Association, BTT, Captains for Clean Water. So that's where we put our money. We invest over $1 million back into conservation partners year over year.
Which is great. I love that you do that. And again, using the recycled materials for the glasses, all that's great. And I appreciate all that. It's really good. Joe, that's all I got time for in this. It was Joe Gugino from Costa Sunglasses and my old friend from Why Not Fish. And Joe, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so last winter, probably in March, April, it was still winter, so it must have been March, I got a call from Under Armour, and they said, hey, Clay, you're an influencer, which makes me laugh, but I'll take it because I get free stuff. And they said, hey, do you want to test out some rain gear? And they sent me a package that had the Under Armour Gore-Tex Shoreman jacket with the bib overalls that go under it. And it's called the Shoreman jacket, and the pattern is hydro camo. And when I first got it, I was like, yeah, you know, camo. Who wears camo? I don't need camo when I'm fishing. It's weird to me. By the way, camo is as a pattern for anyone to choose. I don't quite get it, but you do you. I don't want to yuck your yum, but I didn't love the look of it initially. But then I brought it out on a very rainy ice fishing trip, and I put it on. And most rain gear I put on are made like some sort of PVC or some sort of material that like I get super sweaty, uncomfortable in. But this, with my layers under it, I stayed dry. I didn't get sweaty. And it was comfortable. And when the rain stopped, it was so lightweight. I took it off and it just like fit in my backpack, no problem. And then I tossed it on my fishing boat for the summer for rainy days. And it's been tremendous. You can wear it with a t-shirt. It doesn't stick to your skin in weird ways. This is a pricey piece of fishing gear. The Under Armour Gore-Tex Shoreman jacket and hydro camo pattern sells for $250. That's why I'm including it in this kind of like the things you might want to buy for somebody that you maybe don't, if you can't afford it yourself. If you can, it's worth it. But $250 is a lot of money to be dropping on rain gear, but it sure is comfortable. And I guess Under Armour has a whole assortment of a fishing line of products now, so you can get all your Under Armour stuff, all your Under Armour needs met that way. But it's pretty good. And I got over the camo pattern. I'm over it, but I would put a preferred, you know, just black, red, green, whatever, just straight colors. I don't need to be camouflage ice fishing or boating in the summertime. I'm not sneaking up on any Yetis or anything like that. So Under Armour Gore-Tex Shoreman jacket, my review on that is it's a great piece of equipment. It's durable. It's comfortable. It keeps you dry. If you got the money, it's worth it. If you're buying a gift for somebody, you don't know what to get them and they are outside a lot in bad weather, this might be the gift you get them. You can go to Under Armour's website and look for it there. Or they sell it also at lots of online salespeople, retailers, the retailers. So that is Under Armour Gore-Tex Shoreman jacket hydro camo review. So yeah, go get yourself some. Okay, let's talk about coolers. Yeah, coolers are, I don't know what happened in the last few years, but it seems like coolers became the thing to spend money on. You want to splurge to spend money, you buy an expensive cooler. And lots of companies came out with coolers in the last couple of years. I got contacted by Orca Coolers, orcacoolers.com, and they said, hey, can we send you a cooler to talk about on your holiday gift show? And I said, well, yeah, you could send me a cooler. And they were nice enough to send me the Orca Walker 20 cooler, which is a really nice looking cooler. It's all, I think my initial impression of it is it's pretty looking. And it's a 20 can, it's like a tote bag almost. It has a shoulder strap and all that. But it's got lots of buckles and straps on it, lots of places you can hang extra things. You can pile of carabiners and you can just dangle cups and glasses off it if you want to. So unpacking it, beautiful cooler, felt durable, felt strong. I'll read you the description from their website so you can know what I'm talking about, because it is a cooler. So I am talking about a cooler. It says perfect for day hikes, short trips, or anywhere in between. The Orca Walker 20 Stopside Cooler is perfect for any occasion. Made with durability and practicality in mind, the Orca Walker 20 will hold 20 cans of your favorite beverage and keep them cold all day long. The performance says it's easy with magnetic split handle, insulator inner walls, durable double denny or outer materials like a denim almost. It's nice. Ultrasonic welding, which is used in white water, so it's what should last a long time. It's got a comfortable strap, tough skin bottom for durability, and it has a mole attachment system, and they are designed and shipped from Nashville, Tennessee. Anyway, it's pretty good cooler, and it came with even like a wax. It looked like a chapstick that you could rub on the zipper, so the zipper would move nicely. And we tested it one day, but it was 65 degrees out, so we didn't really need a high power cooler. So I haven't tested it in heat yet because we got it in the fall. But we loaded up with ice and drinks, and My daughter Zoe carried it out onto the boat, no problem. The strap was really nice. Because our other choice for coolers, we only own two coolers, this Oricon one and another cooler, you know, that's really, really heavy. So it's nice having this lightweight cooler to carry around. But it looks good. It's beautiful. So if you're looking for a cooler for someone and you want to look nice, it's not like your traditional boring cooler. It'll do the trick for you. And I'll give it a full checkout in the summer when it's warm. And I can imagine using it on the ice too. Maybe I keep my night crawlers warm in it, put some heat packs in there to keep them warm. But it's pretty good. It's also going to be great for like road tripping and that sort of thing. But it's a cooler. It's an Orca Walker 20 is the brand and the model there. And on their website, they sell all kinds of coolers because coolers are in style these days. And nice big hard side coolers, all kinds of other soft totes, drinkware, and more, all at orcacoolers.com. And we thank Orca for sending along this cooler. That's my cooler review. So should you buy this cooler? I would say if you're looking for a gift for someone who wants a nice looking cooler, you should totally do that for them. Again, you can pick it up at orcacoolers.com. And on their website too, they have all kinds of accessories that you can buy for it. So you never know what you need. Maybe a mesh pouch or something to attach to the side of it. So that's it for coolers. Hello, fish nerds. I'm excited because it's Christmas season, shopping time to think about what you need. And I came across this interesting product from Life Handle, and it's basically a big strap with a handle on it. And I was intrigued by it, so I reached out to Life Handle, and they sent me a product. Before I talk about it, I'm going to let them talk about it because I got the makers of it. Joe Wold is on Zoom with me right now. Joe, how are you?
Great, Clay. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to have you. You're in Boston, which is fun. I'm in New Hampshire. We're almost neighbors.
Yeah.
Neighbors. I'm about 2.5 hours north of you, but, you know, close enough. So, Life Handle, why don't you give us the pitch on what Life Handle is? Better than me explaining it. You're the expert. Is this your invention? Did you create this?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so tell us. So you can give the pitch better than anybody.
Right. What we created is a weight transfer sling that, depending on what you're carrying, you may be carrying a cooler, you may be carrying a canoe, a kayak, you could also be carrying your kid. And so how this weight transfer sling works is, if you're carrying your child, you hold them as you naturally would. And all you have to do is, with the arm you're holding them in, you grab the handle and it transfers a great deal of their body weight into the sling, which is the core of your body. So your muscles don't get fatigued anymore.
Right. Cause carrying kids can suck after a while.
Exactly.
After about a minute.
So when we came up with that, I said, holy cow, this can be incorporated with any real movement or activity, whether it's like pulling a canoe or carrying a canoe or a cooler. You can do that with different uses of the handle. Mm-hmm. And in the adjustability in the sling allows you to literally just pull something. You can drag something on the ground with it. We've got a little carabiner that's about a 200 pound brake force, so it's heavy duty for its size. And you can loop the neoprene handle loop with the carabiner to attach it around a cooler handle, meaning you can literally, you and a buddy can carry a cooler. You still have both your hands free.
Right. Well, and coolers are getting stupid heavy now. I've got one of those fancy expensive coolers now. I think Bison makes it, but it's the same as the other brands. But they, even empty, they're heavy. So full, it almost gives you like a third hand in your core body weight. You can hook that to your cooler, then your arms are free to lift also. So you have that extra kind of mass holding ability, which is pretty cool. And when I first got this thing, so describing this to listeners, it just looks like a backpack strap that goes over your shoulders and your arm goes through it. And it's got a removable handle on it with a carabiner. My first thought on this is, like, when I'm ice fishing, I'm often dragging a sled, and I do is I slip just a thin piece of rope over my shoulder, and I pull that sled, and that rope cuts in to my jacket and into my shoulder. So my first use for this is going to be ice fishing, hopefully in a couple of weeks, dragging my sled across the ice.
You will absolutely love it for that. Mm-hmm. Dads and moms love it for pulling their kids sledding.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think, you know, the ability, we did throw on a bunch of heavy duty daisy chains mm-hmm. onto the sling. So that's also one of those things that really helps if you want to add. We have a sling pack that we have designed and are in the process of manufacturing that attaches onto the sling. So very much, you know, your all-in-one utility product that gets mm-hmm. you where you're going more comfortably.
Well, interesting to me is how simple this creation is. And a lot of good inventions are a simple start. Can you kind of take us through? So you came up with this idea, and then you went and said, hey, I want to make a strap that goes around you that's like a backpack strap, not attached to anything. And people looked at you and said, what are you talking about? Why would you make that? I'm assuming that's what they said, because that's what I said when I saw it. Am I far off the base here?
No, it was funny. The simpler I could possibly make it, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, the key component is that you can put it on with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I developed it when I had a separated shoulder. So I literally needed to be able to hold my kid and not have to use my bad shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have a dog too, and that's why we incorporate the leash into the sling as well. So then your hand's free. But the idea was that, you know, you can just by adjusting it with one arm, you know, gives you the whole range of, you know, you can pick things up from the ground using the sling
mm-hmm.
and the handle and, you know, go all the way up onto the roof of your car. And the sling actually doesn't hinder that motion,
which is really good. And on your website and on the brochure and stuff, and my wife will be borrowing it in the summertime, carrying her paddleboard with it will be a very easy use for it. I can see kayak fishers. Fishing kayaks have gotten very heavy. And so I can see having that extra support to get your kayak to the river to make a big difference if you're going solo on a trip. So it's a really cool thing. Now, what's your background? Are you a designer? Like, how do you come from, like, I got an idea to go product?
I grew up I'm from Wyoming and grew up on a ranching community. And, you know, constantly carrying a wide range of heavy objects. And so I knew kind of the ergonomics element
mm-hmm.
and, you know, luckily worked and connected with the right people, from the child, baby space, head product developer from Summer Infant was working at a prototyping company that we worked with. And so having that background and knowing where I was going to take it, we kind of made this simple product that mm-hmm. can really take weight and pull force.
Yeah. What was your timeline from idea to market? I had this idea. How long did it take you to get that thing to market?
We did it all through COVID.
So yeah, because I saw you came out back in April, it looks like.
Yeah.
My first time seeing it. Yeah.
Yep. So I started it, had working prototypes in January of 2020. And then we did a Kickstarter campaign and had some finished product that we were able to fulfill our Kickstarter orders with. And so essentially it was a solid year.
Mm-hmm. Good
through to get it.
Good. Well, it's a clever design. The simplicity is nice. Have you thought about going on Shark Tank with it?
We have. Mm-hmm. I applied. So uh-huh.
Well, see what happens. I'll tell you, Joe, there's been four times where people have come on my show with a product and they've gone to Shark Tank and won deals. So
yeah.
It happens. I always like to think fish nerds are a stepping stone to the big time. So,
and we do have one accessory that I wasn't able to get to because
yeah.
we're going to be receiving our big shipment here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, what is it?
But it is our clip-on beverage holder.
Oh, see, now we're talking.
This baby is a fisherman's dream because any Yeti tumbler,
mm-hmm.
any beer bottle or soda can or what have you. It simply wraps around and allows you to clip it on or give you a little bit more dexterity with whatever you're drinking.
Right.
So you can hold it this way. You can clip it on to the sling if you're using, you know, if you've got the sling pack on, or just onto your collar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there ready for you to drink.
Yeah, the more hands-free you can be, the better when you're fishing.
Landing fish, you don't have to worry about spilling your drink.
Oh, that's very clever. Well, too bad I missed out on that one. That's really cool. How are sales?
Sales, they're going well. Mm-hmm. We've been busy. And luckily, we're in a good position now to fulfill all the orders quickly. And, we're excited for this season. And
well, that's really good news. And now, is this your full-time gig now, or is this a side hustle for you?
This is, yeah, full-time.
Well, congratulations. It's a really big move. What were you doing before this? Were you an entrepreneur already, or were you working some private sector?
I was working as a geologist and a environmental compliance for a civil engineering firm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when this came about, I realized that I needed to move on it fast and not let a good idea go to waste.
Well, COVID gave you the gift of time, it sounds like.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. What is your website?
Our website is www.mylifehandle.com.
Mm-hmm. And these retail for about, well, right now there's a sale on your website. Yeah. I was on there earlier, about $50 a piece.
Sale.
Yep.
And we do have we'll get you a promo code for your site, and that'll be Early Bird 20.
Early Bird 20?
Yep.
All right. So you heard that here. So use promo code Early Bird 20. And we'll put links up, of course, in the show notes and at fishnerds.com. Joe, congratulations. Thank you so much for sending this along. I appreciate it. And it will get used and probably beat up pretty good this winter. We'll give a solid test on the ice, see how it handles the cold weather. And it's nice and big and chunky, so I think it'll be fine.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we have other attachments in the works as well. We've got a utility hook and then a bigger loop. And that bigger loop allows you to use your hand to grab anything and, you know, then carry it through the sling.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty nice.
And I was already thinking about adding bigger carabiners to it because I have big chunky things I want to hook on here. And that's a little bit small for my use. But, you know, maybe I can carry my ice auger on it. You never know. I'll send you pictures, Joe, okay?
That sounds good. Well, thanks again for having me, Clay.
You're welcome. Stay with me for a second here as I... Okay, fish nerds, good news. Good news, because Zoe Groves is here with me. Say hi, Zoe.
Hi.
All right. And Zoe's the chief executive. Now she's like almost a grown-up nerd now. Mm-hmm. She's been on the podcast for almost 10 years, and you're 14 now. So
yeah.
That's crazy.
That is, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I got sent some earbuds from a company called Senso, and they said, check these out. Your podcast listeners will love some earbuds. And I got the package, and immediately, what happened?
I stole them.
So now you have to review this product. This is Senso Orbitz wireless earbuds, Bluetooth headphones with compact USB-C quick charging case, premium sound, deep bass ears, four mics, and noise canceling for clear calls, and they're also waterproof.
Yeah.
You can swim with them. Would you swim with them?
No.
Tell us your impression of these earbuds.
They're really good. They're very comfortable because they have the little rubbery part, and they have really good sound. I don't really know what else.
Well, tell me what do you listen with them? What are you listening to these days?
Mostly Queen and the Percy Jackson musical.
Yeah.
Other than that, not much.
Are you still listening to the podcast? You used to be Way to the Varmints podcast.
I listen sometimes.
Yeah, but Paul Chomo makes you crazy.
No,
it makes me crazy. How about Lure Love? You heard that podcast?
No.
No, it's a good one. That's a spinoff of the Fish Nerds.
Yeah, I know.
And you're on the Fish Nerds occasionally, but you don't listen to this anymore either.
Not much.
It makes me so sad.
Well, I like music.
Here's what's nice about these. If you're buying like some other brands of earbuds, there's lots of them. Earbuds can get expensive. $29.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is nice. They look good. They work good. They're black. So they're kind of sleek and cool looking. So So yeah.
Yeah, and I like that they have a pause button right on the earbud. So if you tap the earbud, it can pause for a second.
Have you tested the microphone function? Make phone calls with them.
I've not made phone calls, but I've used Siri through them.
Yeah, like hey Siri, find me where I can buy some Senso earbuds.
Well, no, usually it's accidental.
Yeah.
They're really nice. I like them.
All right, so a great gift there. An inexpensive two Senso earbuds, and these are available on Amazon. Very easy to get.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you.
All right, so that's it. You've listened to the Fish Nerds when you should have been fishing. Big fat special thanks to Wyoming Whiskey, Costa Sunglasses, Life Handle, Orca Coolers, Angler's Pint Glasses, Senso's Earbuds, and Under Armour Fishing Collection. We appreciate you sending out that gear to us. It's pretty cool. I feel like I've hit the big time of influencer now. So that's it. That's the whole podcast. Back again tomorrow for more National Podcast Posting Month.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
Just for the halibut.
Fried in a basket or broiled in a pan. Eat it raw like you're in Siam. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.